feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast where we uncover the truth about who we are. Fearless, free, and loved. I'm your host, Karen Alexander, and I'm thrilled you're joining me today. Today's episode dives into the life of Frida Kahlo, a woman who transformed her struggles into art, redefining beauty and resilience. Frida's journey was marked by unimaginable pain, yet she didn't hide her scars or conform to others' expectations. Her courage to stand tall and her uniqueness has inspired generations. For those of us facing the pressures of everyday life, including a condition like hirsutism, her story holds a powerful lesson. We can embrace our challenges and find beauty in our differences. What does resilience mean to you personally? And how have your experiences shaped that definition? Frida's journey was anything but easy. At just 6 years old, she contracted polio, leaving her with one leg thinner than the other and lifelong pain. After a devastating bus accident at age 18, where her spine, pelvis, collarbone, and ribs were broken, and her right leg was crushed, her artistic voice truly emerged. Later, Frida faced emotional challenges, particularly in her tumultuous relationship with her husband, Diego Rivera. Additionally, she endured chronic health issues, undergoing multiple surgeries, and experiencing a miscarriage that deeply impacted her both physically and emotionally. Most people would have let such trauma define them, but Frida didn't. Instead, she poured her pain into her art, boldly expressing herself with raw emotion in each self-portrait. Despite societal pressures urging her to conform, suggesting she pluck, shave, or change, Frida honored her uniqueness, making her unibrow and faint mustache her trademarks. She showed the world she wouldn't conform. Many of us are no strangers to feeling weighed down by life's demands, whether they relate to appearance, relationships, or career pressures. Frida's story shows us that our struggles don't diminish us. They shape us, often revealing a resilience we didn't know we had. Can you think of a time when a personal challenge revealed a new strength within you? As Kelly Clarkson sings, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, stand a little taller." Just as Frida transformed her experiences into art, we too can embrace our stories. Frida's impact extends beyond her art. 70 years later, her message resonates. She once said, "I am my own muse. I am the subject I know best, the subject I want to know better." For those of us with hirsutism, we understand what it feels like to be different. Imagine if we could see our unique traits, including hirsutism, as she did, as sources of empowerment rather than burdens. Many women make daily choices to manage their appearance, whether through self-care routines or by celebrating their natural beauty. Those who embrace their differences are part of a powerful movement, reshaping standards of beauty and self-worth. Frida's courage to embrace herself fully, despite societal pressures, reminds us that our unique qualities can empower us. And for those unfamiliar with hirsutism, understanding it fosters greater empathy and connection. Let's take a moment to learn about this condition and how it impacts lives, reminding us to see beauty in unexpected places and to support one another on our journeys. So what exactly is hirsutism? Let's clarify. Hirsutism isn't a choice. It's a medical condition where women experience excessive hair growth in areas typically seen in men, like the face, chest, abdomen, and back. Did you know that 5 to 10% of women of childbearing age in the U.S. have hirsutism? That's between 8 and 16 million women. To put that in perspective, if you packed a stadium like the NFL's MetLife Stadium, which holds about 82,500 people, you'd need almost 100 to 200 stadiums full to reach that number. Wow, that's a staggering statistic. And it's surprising to realize just how common hirsutism is. And if you're dealing with this condition, remember, you're not alone on this journey. Hirsutism affects people from all walks of life. Busy professionals, stay-at-home moms, students, and it can develop at any age, from your teenage years all the way through menopause. Now, this condition isn't just about hair growth. It often signals deeper hormonal imbalances. One major cause is polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, which according to the Endocrine Society, affects between 6 and 12% of women. Many women with PCOS face symptoms like irregular periods, weight gain, acne, and fertility challenges. It can also impact insulin levels, increasing the risk of type 2 diabetes. But PCOS isn't the only cause. The Mayo Clinic explains that other conditions like Cushing syndrome, linked to high cortisol levels, and congenital adrenal hyperplasia can also lead to excess hair growth. I know that sounds like a lot of medical jargon, but in simpler terms, these conditions are hormonal imbalances that throw your body out of whack, affecting your energy, mood, weight, and even skin. And speaking of hormones, let's talk about androgens, those male hormones we all have. When women have too much, it can lead to unexpected hair growth. Some medications like minoxidil or testosterone supplements can also affect hormone levels, while obesity can increase androgen production, complicating things even further. And family history can play a role too. The Mayo Clinic notes that women from certain backgrounds like Mediterranean, Middle Eastern, or South Asian may be more likely to experience hirsutism due to genetics. These hormonal imbalances can be challenging, but knowing the facts empowers us to take control. Let's discuss treatment options. If hirsutism feels overwhelming, remember, there are choices. Treatments like laser therapy, electrolysis, and medications can truly make a difference. I tried electrolysis for a few years, and every needle poke into my follicles felt intense. And as I lied there, I couldn't help but feel like I was a freak in a circus. And while it didn't work out for me, many women have found success with it. The point I'm trying to make is that everyone's body is different. So the treatment for everyone can be different as well, not the same. Some women find subtle results with herbal remedies, like spearmint capsules or tea. I tried spearmint oil, and with regular use, I noticed a slight reduction in hair growth. It's amazing how small, natural changes can really make a difference. Now, I recently read an insightful article by Dr. Catherine A. Martin, a specialist in reproductive endocrinology. She emphasizes that hirsutism is more than a cosmetic issue. It often signals underlying health concerns. Dr. Martin encourages women to address these deeper hormonal imbalances rather than focusing only on hair removal. That's why consulting with a healthcare provider is crucial. It helps to create a comprehensive plan tailored to your needs. Frida Kahlo once said, "I am grateful for all the challenges that have shaped me." Just like Frida, our challenges molds us into who we are. So whether it's hirsutism or any other struggle, remember that your strength comes from facing it head on. As we wrap up today's episode, let's carry these insights with us. Awareness is power. Understanding hirsutism is crucial for everyone. When we recognize that everyone has their own struggles, we can lift each other up. Let's use our awareness to be kinder and more supportive, creating a stronger community where we all advocate for ourselves and each other. Embrace your unique story. just as Frida transformed her challenges into art. Celebrate your individuality as a powerful aspect of who you are. How might sharing your story help someone else who is struggling? Transform your challenges into strength. Remember, every challenge can be a stepping stone to greater resilience. Your story can inspire others. Think about a challenge you face. What did it teach you about yourself? And before we go, a quick disclaimer. The information provided in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. Always consult with a qualified healthcare provider before making any health-related decision or changes. If you have specific health concerns or conditions, please seek professional medical advice. Well, I'm excited to kick off this journey with all of you, building a space where we not only tell our stories, but also support each other like never before. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, feedback, or insights through the Contact Me link at www.blessedbeyondhirsutism.com. That's www.blessedbeyondhirsutism.com. You can also connect with me on Facebook or Instagram. Thanks for being here with me on Blessed Beyond Hirsutism today. Remember, subscribe, rate, and share. Subscribing ensures you won't miss new episodes, and a rating helps beautiful people like you find us faster. And if this episode brought someone to mind, feel free to share it. We're all on this journey together. Until next time, be fearless, be free, and always remember you are forever loved.
Today, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear. I'm feeling myself. Ring all the bells. I'm coming hot. Not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world. It feels so good. Yeah. I'm celebrating. The music's playing. I'm liberated. Yeah, I'm loving myself. I'm celebrating. No hesitation. I can't stop saying. Yeah.